This is wonderful news for Strandhill and for Sligo, that the grant will allow for the project to proceed as planned and will provide for the construction of a state-of-the-art new national surf centre in Strandhill, which will include facilities for the local community. Strandhill has gained an international reputation as a surfing destination, and in this context it was clear that a new and modern facility was required. There has been extensive consultation with users and the local community, and I wish to acknowledge the overwhelming support we have received for this project from all sectors of the Strandhill community. The new centre will be a significant facility for the people of Strandhill and the surf coast on the Wild Atlantic Way, and will certainly attract increasing numbers of visitors to Sligo and the entire region.
When might work start on the centre? When might it be finished? What kind of timeline are we looking at?
Well, Harry, at the moment there will need to be further consultation with stakeholders. I would expect that the project can go to tender sometime before the end of this year, but it'll be probably 18 months to 2 years before we see the new centre operating.
This centre will reinforce the image of Strandhill as being a major surfing centre in Ireland.
It will. It will be probably the It will be top class. You won't have anything like it in this country. And I, in that context, I'd like to pay tribute to all my colleagues on the board of the Maritime Centre, and particularly to the Secretary of the Board, Mr. Mick McEnroe. Mick McEnroe worked well above the call of duty in a voluntary capacity to ensure the success of this project. In fact, I don't think we would be where we are today without Mick McEnroe's efforts. Strandhill is lucky to have Mick, and I know that the people at that community are very much aware of that.